as a woman.
Blog Talk
you
Radio.
You can do this. So you are full of God.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And this is the show where you get to ask those questions and get the answers from your guidance, the answers that can actually help you to make changes to your life. Because we always look within our own brains for answers, and frankly, our brains only hold the information from this lifetime, and so it just rehashes what's already there to try to figure out something that might actually work for you. But when you are tapping into your guidance, you are tapping into all of the information that was ever created anywhere in existence. And that's a whole lot more information, a whole lot more possibilities. So this is your opportunity to ask the questions of your guidance and to understand things at a deeper level. All right, so we will go to our first caller from area code 678. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy, how are you?
I'm doing good.
So, what's going on with you today?
I wanted to see concerning a job. I made a counter, I shouldn't say a counter offer. Somehow or another, the recruiter did not give my salary requirements correctly. So, I had to reiterate my salary requirements, and I haven't heard from them. And that was yesterday. So I'm trying to see if you see that they'll make me an offer or if the deal is dead now on this job.
Okay, so is the recruiter letting them know that it was their mistake and that this is the salary that you had originally stated?
Well, I'm not sure because there's a lot of drama. I know the outside recruiter did send an email that I was CC'd on that said he did make a mistake, and this was my salary range. So then I received another email that said, what is your salary range? And the company would like to know ASAP. So I just sent back my salary range because I'm just like, you have it. So I'm not, I think they were trying to lock me into a number and I wouldn't do it. It's like, here's my range, make me an offer or not. You know what I'm saying? So it's just weird, the whole thing. And I have some other concerns, but I just want to know if you see where they stand one way or the other.
Well, actually, what your guidance is asking me now is this a company you really want to work for?
I'm not so sure because there are some dynamics over there that I'm not sure what's true or false. Can I do it? Yes. I'm unemployed, so I need any job right now. So I don't think it's my long-term job, but I think it's bearable for the moment. Does that make sense? Because I do have reservations of it.
That does make sense. Okay. The way you feel about this company and this whole situation is the energy that's out there. There's a... okay, let me see how to put this. The energy around you right now, there's some desperation in that energy, some desperation to find a job. There's also some of that energy that says that you don't really want to work for this company. So it's not a matter of whether or not the company wants you, it's whether or not you actually want the company. Does that make sense?
Not really, because if they offer the job, I will go. So I feel I don't have control over them offering it or not.
Okay. So everything that happens in your life is based in your energy. It's in how you feel. It's in what you want to create. When it comes to this company and this job, the energy that you are putting out there into the universe is energy of desperation and dissatisfaction. That's what it feels like. So that energy doesn't actually encourage you to get this job. It actually encourages you not to get the job because you wouldn't be happy in the job and it's not really what you want. One of the things that guidance often encourages people to do is to clear their energy so that the energy you're putting out there will actually attract what you want into your life. The energy that you are putting out right now will not attract this job. It's just, there's nothing warm and fuzzy for this job in your energy. It's more of, I really don't want you. I really don't want you. That's what it feels like you're saying over and over. I really don't want you. And so it's not working because it's not what you really want. So do you understand what I said about your energy and what you are feeling and how that actually affects other things?
Not really, because if I have questions or concerns, I think that's legitimate on any place you work at. You're always going to have a question or concern about the next opportunity, no matter if it's good or bad or what, because there's no perfect job out there. So I just don't know. It's like my hands are tied because it's not a bad place to be, but I have some questions. I don't think they're deal breaker type questions or things like that, but I just, what was created around the salary issue was not me. It was a recruiter not representing me correctly. So then I had to go back and correct it. So that part had nothing to do with me at all.
But in a way, everything has to do with you, has to do with how you feel about it, whether or not you actually want it. We create everything that we experience on some level of our existence. We create everything. And your energy around this job is not happy energy. It's not, I really want this, I really love this, I might have a few questions, but I really love it. It's more of, I really don't want this. That's what it feels like.
Okay, so are you saying that they're not going to offer me the job? Or because I don't have a choice of, I feel like I want to go there or not. I need to go to work yesterday. So if offered, I have to go. So that's where it gets weird to me sometimes when people do make the comments that it's you. Good or bad, I have to go to work.
Okay, so why don't we do a little work on clearing up your energy around work and around this job, so then you are actually open to the job. And I don't know if that means that you will get the job, but it definitely means that you will be more open to receiving the job. Does that make sense?
Okay, so you don't see answers around what's going on or if they'll offer it or things like that.
The way your energy is right now, I do not see them offering you the job because it feels like you don't want it. So there's a part of you that's pushing it away, not a conscious part. We exist on more than just the conscious level. And it's all of the things that are running in the background. Like in a computer, you can see what's on the screen and you can understand what's on the screen. But you also know that there's a whole lot of stuff going on in the background that you don't know about unless you know computer language, that you didn't, you know, ask for. It's just part of the programming of the computer. Well, people have programming too. And a lot of times the programming that is going on behind us is stuff that we don't even realize that we believe, but it's still running in the background and having an effect on our lives. Your programming that's running in the background concerning this job is saying, I don't want this job. Does that help?
No, because what you're saying about, I understand your analogy about the computer, but and that's correct, but it's on the company. It's not me consciously. Like I said, I'll go wherever. You have to do what you have to do. So I just think with the company, they're not being totally truthful as to why I'm being hired. I think I'm being hired at one position to actually take over another person's position. And it's not being said, but it's indirectly there, okay? So that's where I'm a little uncomfortable because the person that I would be replacing will still be there. And they want a lot of, they want the department cleaned up. So my apprehensive part is, if you want the department cleaned up, I can do it. I've solved a couple of your problems sitting in an interview. However, if I do that, then it makes my boss look really bad because they didn't do it and that's what you wanted. So therefore, that creates tension. But I've been told also that that person is probably on their way out. So I'm not sure what's true or false, but that happens pretty much at any company you talk to. It's chaos. There's issues. So that's maybe
okay.
What you see on the apprehensive side, but that will happen with the next company or the next company. It might not be that exact scenario, but there's no perfect fit.
So would you be okay with clearing up your energy, some of your old programmings about the whole idea of working and the difficulties in it, and there's a whole bunch of stuff there that your guidance really feels like if you let go of those beliefs, it would make it easier for you to actually get a job that you could enjoy, a job where you would look forward to going to work because you would actually enjoy what you were doing.
That's fine.
Okay. So I will ask a question that will go on for quite a while because it'll cover everything that they want to cover. And at the end of all of that, and if you were willing to accept this change, then say yes. That's how you know I finally finished asking the question. And then you say yes, and I tell you to take deep breaths. So you just need to sit back and just listen and allow this energy to work the whole time that I'm talking. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So would you like a divine infinity healing for clearing up the chaotic energy that you have around work, around finding a job, around finding the right job, around finding the right place to work, around the need to have a job and have a job now, and the desperation that is there about working, around all of those beliefs that say you're never going to find a job that really fits you, you're never going to find a job that's really the perfect job, there's always going to be some kind of problem, there's always going to be some kind of difficulty. All of those beliefs are beliefs that were created by you or somebody else, and you've been believing them all of your life, but they are not necessarily true. So this divine infinity healing is taking all of those beliefs that I mentioned and everything connected with them and everything causing them all the way back through time as far as it needs to go. All of that is now being expanded and decompressed and made 20,000 times bigger than the universe so that it's no longer weighing you down, so that you no longer have to have that heaviness about work, about a career, about finding the right job, about needing to find a job. All of that heaviness is now being lifted so that you can recognize that the universe is on your side, that the Creator wants you to be successful, that you are allowed to have a job that you love, that it is okay for you to have income, to have everything that you need, everything that you desire. It's okay for you to get paid even more than you've ever asked for. It's okay for you to move forward with your own life and accept that you are responsible only for you, and that it is okay and it is safe for you to have what you desire. And if you are ready to accept this shift, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean,
there is no one answer for that question. I just ask it just to see what people say. Different people say different things. Some people say they don't feel anything. Any answer is absolutely fine. Okay, let me check in with your energy and see what I'm seeing now. Okay. We need to do a little bit more clearing concerning this particular company. So, would you like a Divine Infinity healing for releasing all of the negative beliefs you have about this company that you've applied to and that is considering you for employment, all of the negative energy connected with this company that you've been creating or based on the experience that you had, all of that stuff, that story about this company? This Divine Infinity Healing is going through all of that, and it's just expanding and decompressing all of that energy so that you don't need to live that story, that you can be okay with this company, with this job, that you can allow it into your life, that you can accept that it is the right place for you to be right now, if it is the right place for you to be right now. This is opening you up to actually working for this company and having things flow and having the job be even better than you ever imagined. So if you'd like to accept this little shift, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, your energy feels much, much clearer. Huh. So now it's like you're actually open to this job, to accepting this job, to having this job work, and to actually having a good time at this job, which is good. Let's see what else they're telling me about this job. All right. They're saying that the salary is being considered and they have not yet made a decision. But now that you're more open to actually receiving a job at this company, that's going to make a difference too. And you should have an answer, they're saying, probably by the end of today, you will know one way or the other.
Okay.
So it looks like it's moving, and you'll find out exactly which way it's going soon. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. And our next caller is from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Jessica, your favorite caller.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. Oh, that was a doozy. That was good. You're such a good teacher. I'm just like listening and learning. It's beautiful. Really good. Bravo.
Good.
Yeah. So today, I guess, is the job day. But for me, it's more the career. Interesting experiences that's been going on the last couple of days. I finished a contract that I was working in December, and I've been off for almost 2 weeks. I guess, no, actually, it has been two weeks. So I was noticing a bunch of things as far as, like, how a year ago I was nervous about finances, and it was, you know, I don't have that anxiety or not to that level, not nearly to the level that I had it before, about like trusting and flowing with the universe and knowing that I'll be taken care of. So yesterday I sort of had an experience that some of the anxiety started coming up, but I don't think it was anxiety. It was just sort of like, okay, I've been home again for 2 weeks and I don't want to be home anymore. You know, I like being out and working. And so I'm sort of questioning some things, because I was thinking that spirit had put me in a position that, okay, now it looks like I'm running my business again full time. And it allows all this space, this extra space for things basically I have nothing else to do. I have nothing to do. So I was like laying on the couch yesterday, just watching a movie, and maybe 20 minutes into it, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I was like, it's a Monday at 11 and I'm laying on my couch. Like, I don't want to be doing this anymore. So I had a good talk with Spirit yesterday, and I was saying, I want to still have money coming in. I know it's not either or, but I felt really good about myself when I was making money, even though it was a part-time job and I was doing something that was not, I feel like, my highest potential or even close to it. At least things were flowing, you know, and I made the most in December than I've made in years, because I haven't been working really in years. So today, the company that I was working for, an opportunity came through that they rehired me. So now I'm going to, it's again another part-time job, but at least it's for more months. But they sort of cut my, this is a different program. So I'm making half the hourly rate than I was making before. So my question is, or the point here is that I appreciate the healings that you were doing for that other lady, because I was accepting them too. And obviously I'm able to manifest really well because I had a talk yesterday and today here's the job. And I won't say a but also I'll say, and I still have the desire to be doing something that's at a higher level, a management level in corporate. And so I'm accepting that maybe this is where I need to be right now, but I don't really accept, I don't, even though I say that, I don't really believe that that's really true. So what is the missing link between me connecting with the right opportunity in corporate that I still feel the freedom of part-time hours on that I'm there on a consulting basis?
Okay, the big word that keeps coming into my head is the word trust.
It's is like that you're, it only? Really?
That's
okay.
The only thing I'm getting. Well, it's like you have this situation. You said, okay, I need work, and you put that out there, and you got work, and now you're questioning whether or not it's the right work, whether or not this work is going to take you to where you want to go. You're not trusting that what you got was for your highest good and is taking you to where you want to go. You are letting the universe, God, the angels, whomever, know what it is that you really want to do. And they're creating that with you. And you're not trusting.
You know what it is? And I remember we had this conversation before, and this was either months ago or maybe even a year ago, because I've been doing the same thing. Like, I'm doing liquor promotion, which I don't drink. It's what's great about it is I can make my own hours, and it's a social job. I do absolutely nothing but talk to people, which is great. Because I actually do speak to Spirit about that I want to get paid just to socialize, which I do. And I used to actually always get paid that way because I used to run an event planning company. So I've always been paid just to socialize. Again, I'm going to say and rather than but. I'm going to stop saying that, but I'm just like recently eliminating but from my language. So it's new. And I sort of say, you know what it is? The mind starts going in thinking, okay, am I supposed to meet someone here at this job? And if that's the case, then why hasn't Spirit brought that person to me? I've been doing these things for a year. I've been doing it for over a year, this type of job.
So you're telling me you have expectations about how long this is going to take, and if they don't meet your expectations, then obviously something is wrong, because you're telling them exactly what you want, and you expect them to do it, and you expect them to do it the way that you expect them to do it, because you know everything, and you know the best way, and they don't need to come up with anything else. All they need to do is listen to you.
Yeah, okay, problem solved. Thanks, fine. Yeah.
See, that's where that trust comes in.
Okay. Yeah, I was okay. So fine.
I mean,
that's fine. Yeah.
It's okay for you to have expectations about what's going to happen. It, you know, that's fine if you want to do that. But don't be so entrenched in those expectations that you can't just go with the flow. Okay,
right.
So they're telling me that I need to tell you about my meeting this morning. So I went to this meeting this morning that I, you know, it was outside of my norm, but I was supposed to go to this meeting and I had expectations, okay, in this meeting, and then I'm going to have a chance to stand up and talk to these people and blah, 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 blah. So I went to this meeting and it was a wonderful meeting and they ran out of time and I never got the chance to stand up and talk to these people. And so, you know, there's a part of me going, well, I was just asked these questions. I need to get the answers. And my guidance gave me another way to get the answers. So I am actually going to have a conversation with one of the people at the meeting who should have the answers to the questions. So I'm still going to get what I was went there to get, but I'm not going to get it the way that I expected to get it. And I'm okay with that. And sometimes you just have to let go of your expectations and be okay.
You know what? This. Thank you for sharing that. And I realize when you're speaking, this has to do, again, with more releasing of my old story. And I think, again, it just has to do with memories. I don't know if it's so much the story as memories. I've been doing a lot of releasing of memories or, like, detaching from memories. It's an interesting sort of experience because there's this, these things that come up of being a loser and still doing this and why can't I, you know, live up to my potential. It's like these trail of little trails. They're not, it's not a thick connection. It's just little like thin trails of the story I used to carry, the person I used to be, who I used to be surrounded by and what they used to say or think about me or what I projected or whatever. So I see how I feel like a lot of me lives in that newness and I'm so excited for X, Y, and Z. And then when I look at this experience, it's like, well, why, I guess I said expectation again, but it's like, why is this not in the newness?
And it's probably because you haven't let go of the old.
Yeah. So I'll do that.
Yeah, because that's an important part of moving ahead. You can't move ahead and stay behind. It's not possible to do both. It's one or the other.
Right. Okay. I'm good. In other news, I woke up and my thyroid, that lump that I had, because I've been practicing willing things. This is like a new manifestation, like using my power, my manifestation power or divine power or whatever you want to call it, to will things into being, which I've never really heard anyone talk about this, or they sort of say it, gloss over it, but they don't really tell you how to do it. But I have been willing things to happen, and Spirit pointed it out to me that I've been doing a lot of like purchasing and returning and getting lower prices and getting it changed. And I do like different things with retail. And Spirit was pointing out to me that like, look how you manifest all these things. Like I end up getting like free shipping when normally they wouldn't give free shipping. And I just like, I'm really good at manifesting. And I was having a conversation. So they've been pointing this out to me. And I said, well, how come with, you know, a little part of my thyroid was enlarged, how come I've tried to manifest that to be smaller, back to normal, and the job thing and the money thing? How come? So So they were sort of like, okay, let's go try this then. So last night, for the last couple of days, I've been focusing on, okay, I want my thyroid 100% back to normal. And I woke up this morning and my guides were like, you see, you had your prayers answered. And I was, it's significantly smaller today. So I'm like, okay, that's awesome. So I'm practicing. So I see the value also, because I'm practicing this new skill of like willing things to just boom, which is awesome. So I wanted to say
Well, you know, that's just another way of creating your own intentions. And an important part of that is actually how you word it. You know, if you're wording it like, I want this bump to be smaller. Well, just those, that wording says that you're saying you don't want that bump to go away, because in order for that bump to be smaller, you have to have the bump. So you're not releasing the bump. But when you say my thyroid is normal, you're not putting anything about the bump in there. So you're actually opening it up for yourself to heal. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, and I was playing around with the wording a lot. I think about that a lot, because another thing that I was just recently so I've like been reintroduced to Access Consciousness, which is something that I was sort of grazing over years ago, but it's been really helping me lately. I'm just like really hearing the messages, and they were saying not to say want also, which plenty of people say that too. But I sort of question these certain ways that people tell you how to say things, because, for example, like, you know, I'll say I need a parking spot. I'm really good at getting parking spots, like almost exactly where I want them. And I was able to do that this weekend too. When I was driving in the city, I went to go a museum and I said, I want a parking spot right in front of the museum. And I got it. And if you ever driven in New York City, usually it's not so easy to get spots. But the point is like the way that I say it, like you know, people say don't ask for it numerous times. But actually when I'm looking for a spot, I actually do say, okay, I need a spot. I need a spot. I need a spot. And then I like release it. So it's the releasing. I've been playing around with the wording and seeing what makes a difference and what really doesn't. And then I've been really paying attention to like, okay, now you release. And it's like, boom, like you have to release it. Which, of course, we've all heard this before. But like when you're putting it into practice, I think we all have to find our little special formula on how to do it. So that's what I've been playing around with.
Yeah, it is different for each person. And that's wonderful. And usually, you know, I say something three times and then I let it go. Once I've said it the third time, there's no need for me to say it again. There's no need for me to think about it again. I let it go and let it create. And I find that that works for me. And I noticed that you did say you wanted a parking space three times before you released it. So you may be doing things in threes too. And I don't know who taught us about threes, but apparently they taught really well. So...
I just do it naturally. Like I've just always done it naturally. Or like sometimes I try to return things. It's like a little confession time. But sometimes I try to return things you can't return, or they normally won't take back without Jesus is calling again. Like sometimes they won't call back. So I meant to call back. Sometimes they won't return it without a receipt. So then I'll go into the store. Like, I feel like you got to practice with, like, little things that, like, so I'll say, like, I want to return this. I just do it naturally. I guess the three things, I don't even count it out until you said it. But I guess I just, like, intuitively. So that's the thing. I think I've been paying attention more intuitively what I want to do rather than what I've been told to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes a huge difference.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't want to take up more time, because I'm like really good, and I know that you may have other people that are stressed out. So, yeah.
Why on earth would anyone be stressed out?
I don't know. I've been so happy and in the flow these days. I feel so grateful. Like I never knew that. again, I've never heard spiritual teachers talk about like the lightness that you feel, and again, the difference in on how your view of life, how your experience of life like really changes. I've never heard people talk about that. It's a totally different experience. It's totally, totally different experience.
Okay. Well, I'm supposed to say something about what you just said, but I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say, so I'll just talk. So,
okay.
One of the things guidance wants everybody to understand is it's not the ending. It's actually the whole journey where everything is happening. So as you are doing the work on letting go of the stories and the beliefs and all of the stuff from the past, it makes each day lighter and happier. It brings more joy into your life in the moment. And that joy continues so that if you wake up one morning and you're thinking, oh, God, I don't really want to deal with today, that's an indication that there's something there that you really need to let go of so that you can get back into the joy. Because the joy is your natural state of being. And the more you are releasing and moving forward, the more you are allowing that joy into every moment of your life. So that's how you can tell whether or not your life is actually changing. Most people base whether their lives is changing on things outside of themselves, you know, like if they're saying they need more money, well, when they get more money, then they're like, okay, it must be working. But actually, it works before you get the money, because you find that your worries about money disappear and you experience more and more joy. You also have things that just fall into your lap, things that work out perfectly, things that you would never have believed were possible happen. And it's because you are letting go of all of those old beliefs and moving more and more into that love and that joy. So I'm assuming that's kind of what you were saying, only a little more drawn out.
Right. But I love how you said joy is our natural state of being. That really, again, like it's so interesting on how like you hear things and then you hear them differently. I mean, I've heard that before, but I just heard it a different way today. So it's awesome. You know what? Do you have somebody else waiting for you?
Not right now.
Okay. So actually something came to mind because I have started teaching again, like spiritual work. And I tend to draw this certain type of energy of people to me. Not getting so attached to who they are, but, and I know things are changing, but, I notice, so I do know that I am here to help like a certain type of people. I'm kind of keeping it vague on purpose, but like a certain type of people. And I know that they carry this energy with them. And there's a lot of positive stuff there, but I noticed that, and I know that there are versions of me at different times of my life, but I noticed that it sort of is bringing up like annoyance to me at times that I don't like them. And like one example is like, well, first off, they're constantly complaining about money. So again, I know that these are all like things that I have dealt with and that things that I've been through and still sometimes deal with on various levels. But it's the commitment to like being small and like making excuses and like trying to keep, like they try to keep me down, you know, like I want to charge a certain amount for something. And then they have all, like, I guess I sort of allow them to sort of pull me into their dark pit. And then, which I shouldn't, as a spiritual teacher, you need to stay in your own energy and you bring people up. You don't go down. So that's another lesson that I picked up. But so I'm still learning that. But the other thing is like, so for example, like this one guy now is possibly working with me doing some artwork, and it's on a barter basis. Like he's going to learn from me, and in exchange, he's going to, you know, do some artwork for me, like posters and website, things related. But the non-commitment to his spiritual path or like, and in communicating, and like, he just not like, I tend to move really fast and I like things done quickly. And I don't know if this is just me not, again, we're new to working together. So I don't know if this is like me not communicating as well as I should be, you know, that's, I'm learning too, but I just find myself annoyed at the slowness. Now I had a realization this morning that maybe I have this need to go fast because it's a pushing to make money, you know, put the project out to make money. Like I was waiting on this girl to call me about, possibly using her location for an event I wanted to do in January. But as the time, like she's just so slow in getting back to me. So I find that I'm just like, I get angry. So I'd like to clear that because, again, I just like I'll be teaching them, and I just find that I get like angry at them that they're not doing things the way that I want them to do, because it has to do with me teaching them and them coming to classes and continuing to learn. Like I just guess I feel so connected or like dependent on like if they're not stepping forward, and they can have different, they have different faces, you know, this has been going on for years, but it's just like this attracting people who are not like hungry to do their spiritual work. And I don't understand what that's about, because I've always been so hungry. I mean, I practically call you every week so I could move through something, you know? So where are little mini me's like that?
Okay. All right. So they're giving me some stuff that needs to get cleared out. So let's just do that. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of those stories, those beliefs that say that your worth, your value is determined by how people react to you, by how they do what they're supposed to do once you teach them, by how good an example they are of your teaching. This is all tied into your beliefs about yourself, and they're reflecting those beliefs, and they're not reflecting it the way you think they should be reflecting it. So there's a part of you that's saying, well, then I must not be good enough, and so I have to push harder in order to prove that I'm good enough. But then these people don't react well when you push harder, because they don't want you to be pushing them harder. They want the freedom to be themselves, and you want them to have the freedom to be themselves, but you want them to also meet your expectations, and they're not meeting your expectations, which is frustrating to you. Anyway, the divine infinity healing is going through and clearing out all of that crap that I just talked about, because that's not actually you. That's not actually your energy. So all of that is being expanded and decompressed and sent out into infinity, because you don't need it in your life. It's just and you are being opened up more and more to trust. So this divine infinity healing energy is helping you to understand you and to be at peace with you. So you don't have to be this always in control, aggressively seeking, working hard, pushing, proving, because all of that is based in fear that you're not worth it. And that fear is being expanded and decompressed because it's not true. That's a story that has never been true and never will be true. And so it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's gone. So that you know who you are, and you know you have the ability to create. And it's not about pushing. It's not about being the one who can show the world that you can achieve every single goal you've ever set. Because that's not even about the world, it's about you. Oh, and there's some more stuff connected with that that is now being expanded and decompressed. So that you have the space to be you. To ask for the things that you desire in the way that works for you. And to know that it's going to happen. And it's going to happen however is for your highest good. So you will not know every detail. You will not know how. You will not know everything. But that's okay. Because you trust. The universe is on your side. The universe knows that with you everything is possible. And that's something that you're learning. And so you're giving yourself the space and the time to learn. And letting go of all of those old stories. And if you're ready to accept this shift, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, and there's a little more. So, would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of those beliefs in there's not enough money? I have to work hard. I have to bargain. I have to do this. I have to cut corners. I have to play it smart because there's just not enough. All of that is based in not enough. And none of that not enough energy is actually true. And it's a matter of choice. And you are learning more and more about yourself and about your life and about your choices. And you are ready to start living in the energy of prosperity. And in the energy of prosperity, you will still find bargains. You will still find incredible deals. You will still find whatever you're looking for. But you will find it because there is more than enough. There's more than enough bargains. There's more than enough of whatever you're looking for. There's more than enough so that you can have more than enough. You can have everything that you desire. You can have money, you can have deals, you can have the perfect people to work with because there is more than enough. So we are shifting you completely and totally out of all of that lack, crappy stuff, and into the knowing that there's more than enough. There's more than enough, and the people who come to you have more than enough, and they can pay you whatever it is that you are asking because they know that it is good investment and they have more than enough. So you will no longer be attracting those people into your life who are looking for deals. You will be attracting those people into your life who know that you are a deal, that you are worth the investment, that you are helping them to become who they are meant to be. And there will be no doubt in their minds. They will be more than happy to pay whatever the price is. And if you are ready to shift into this life where you are living in prosperity, experiencing prosperity, attracting prosperity, and all of the beautiful benefits that come with it, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And how does all that feel?
it feels good because I do feel like I'm stepping into that prosperity world. I find myself confused about, like, say, for example, this guy that I attracted into my life to help me with the graphics, because I run these stories of, I feel like you were talking about, I feel like I have to push him, or I have to, like, motivate him to, like, want to do this deal. Like, I'm the one who's giving him the deal. He should be grateful to me. But I got off the phone with him the other day, and I felt like I was like, why are you pushing him? Why are you being a cheerleader for him? Like, stop that. So there's that element. And then there's the element of, am I accepting this guy into my life because, well, I guess he is for my highest good because he's helping me clear this. But am I supposed to just say, hey, this is not a right match, and move on? Or do I continue with the relationship with him? And but it's frustrating already, and we've just been talking for maybe a couple of weeks, but I mean, not steady, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I know he does great artwork, but again, maybe it's that lack that I should just disengage. Like, I don't know if I'm pulled in by, like, hey, just, quote, use him to make whatever flyer that'll help build your brand to a higher level and then move on. Or if it's like, no, disconnect, right? I don't know what the empowered way to be. I sort of get confused when it starts the relationship thing. And the same thing with this, like, girl. She hasn't called me yet. She was away over the weekend. And then I thought she was going to call me Monday. Meanwhile, she didn't. And then my mind starts running these stories of, like, how is she running a business? She's obviously not serious about her business. And then she said she would call me today. Meanwhile, she hasn't called me yet. It's already like 1 or 2 o'clock. So, again, do I just disconnect? But I think I need a location, but then no, there's no rush to book a event right away. Maybe I just relax and the event will happen when it's supposed to happen, even though I, quote, wanted to speak every month. That's how, quote, how you run a business. maybe I need to just let that go and just let it happen when it happens and find the right location when I want it to happen. But again, I've been through this before, and, like, many months will go by that I won't have an event and that I won't be building my business. I guess that's the trust thing too. So am I supposed to just leave these people or accept them and just let them call me whenever they want to call me, and then and somehow get rid of my anger, because then I feel resentment. I already feel angry towards both of them.
Well, when you're dealing with people and it's in a business kind of situation or circumstance, then treat it that way. You know, if something has to be done by a particular time, then you give them the deadline. Then if you need to review what they've done at a regular basis, then you guys establish when that regular basis is, and they know clearly what you desire, so that they can bring you what's going to be meeting what you guys have talked about. A lot of business people will, you know, set a particular date and time for the next communication. They don't say, you know, just call me when you get a chance. They say, call me on Tuesday, call me on Tuesday at 2 o'clock. That way they know that the person's supposed to call them on Tuesday at 2 o'clock. And there's nothing to get upset about until it's Tuesday at 2:15 and the person hasn't called. Then it's a problem. Until then, there's absolutely nothing wrong. You need to be clear about when you want something, what day, what time, so that you can know when something is going to happen. And if you find that the people that you are working with cannot deal with setting those days and time, then you need to decide whether or not that's somebody that you actually want to deal with. Does that make sense?
So I'm not being, yeah. All right. So I'm not being clear enough as far as when like when I want whoever to call me, or like I told this guy, okay, contact me on Thursday, but maybe I would change that to say, well, email me something by Thursday by 12 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
You know, like I'll be more specific. So, okay. I'll have to relax somehow, because I know this is my early stages of working with them. So I'll just take it as a learning experience, but somehow, again, I still sort of feel irritation towards both of them. So I'll have to just somehow just be like, relax about it, you know, let it go, because I wasn't expressing myself enough. Clearly, I wasn't expressing myself clearly.
And there are some people that if you don't give them clear, definite deadlines, they, you know, everything is just kind of happening whenever it's happening. And if you're working with somebody like that and you give them deadlines and they never meet the deadlines, then you can seriously consider whether or not you want to work with that person.
Right. Okay. I'll do better. I think that's what I need to do. And I think I was just with this guy, I was sort of like, I guess even though I told him Thursday, I was still thinking in my head, hey, I want it by tomorrow. So,
yes, be sure to ask for what you actually want.
Right, right. Okay, fair enough. Okay, I'll do that. So we'll see what happens. Hi. Okay. Good stuff. Keep on trekking.
Yes. And you are doing good, so keep doing good and
okay.
Let go of those little irritations.
Mm-hmm.
Just notice what they're showing you about yourself and then let them go.
Right. All right. Thank you very much once again.
You are welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. All right. Have a lovely rest of the day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we are out of time, so that is the show for today. Thanks to the callers who called in and work on their issues and allowed other people to work on their issues as well. I will be back on Friday with DC Love, which should be lots and lots of fun. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Bye-bye.